This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine has long been known as the great romancer. Just the right wine can make for just the right evening. But something other than the alcohol may be lowering our inhibitions. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
According to the research of Dr. Max Lake, an Australian winemaker, surgeon, and author of several books including Sense and Sensuality, the aromas of certain wines are quite similar to the scents of human pheromones, responsible for sexual arousal. Scents used to describe many red wines, such as sweat, spice, musk, and leather, almost match the scents that come from the male sexual hormone. I, for one, tend to avoid anything that smells like sweat. So if this is how it works for the guys, what about the ladies? It's been suggested that the female arousal qualities were found mostly in Chardonnays, mature Semillons, and dry Rieslings, which also have the potential to replicate a female pheromone. However, it's also been noted that the scent of Brut-style champagne combines both masculine and feminine button pushers. So it may be just the perfect pairing for a romantic evening for two that ends in just the right way. As the song says, if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with. But bring a bottle of bubbly just in case the feeling isn't mutual. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.